Make your own quilt. What story do you want your quilt to tell about you? Things you will need. 25 4-inch squares of paper. Colored or patterned paper will work best. Crayons and markers. Glue stick, rubber cement, or two-sided tape. First, decide what type of quilt you want to make. You can make two different patterns of squares and alternate them. Or you can create your own design. For example, you may want to have alternating squares made all around your quilt and a different pattern in the center. Once you have decided what your quilt will look like, you can begin coloring or decorating your squares. Remember that some of your squares can have pictures or symbols on them that are meaningful to you. Your quilt will tell a story about you. Here are some ideas of pictures you can include on your quilt squares. Your family, your pets, your friends, your house, neighborhood, or school. Things you like to do. Places you have visited. Memories of things that are special to you. Not every square needs to have a picture on it. You can make a pattern like polka dots, checks, or swirls on some pieces of, or you can use colored paper or patterned paper to add variety to your quilt. When you have finished making quilt squares, spread them out on the top of the large table. Arrange them in an order that you think looks nice. You should have a total of 5 rows. Make up of 5 squares each. Now you can begin attaching the squares to each other, one row at a time. Use a small amount of glue or tape on the edge of each square. When you have 5 rows completed, you can begin attaching rows together. If you use glue, allow your quilt time to dry before you hang it up on the wall. See if your friends can determine what story your quilt tells about you.